Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on the chapter of truthfulness. To be beloved to Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn al-Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who desires to be loved by Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should discharge the trust when he is entrusted, utter the truth when he speaks, and be kind and thoughtful to his neighbors. The broad connotations of truthfulness. Truthfulness in Islam refers not only to being true in speech, rather it is a term encompassing a broad variety of meanings. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala has listed three basic types. The first, truthfulness of the tongue. This is the most common connotation of truthfulness. It refers to being true in speech as well as honoring one's promises, agreements and commitments. This level of truthfulness is a requisite of iman, and its absence indicates a strong presence of hypocrisy, which is in Arabic is known as nifaq. The second is truthfulness of the heart. This pertains to the integrity of the heart. It will also be defined as ikhlas. Many a times true verbal expressions are regarded as false, since they are not uttered with sincerity and genuineness. It is for this reason that the hypocrites were branded as hypocrites, since they verbally testified in the prophethood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but their internal conditions were contradictory. Then the third aspect is truthfulness in actions. Every good action should be carried out with ikhlas. If a person performs salah, but he does it for show, his action will be untrue. Another level of this type of truthfulness is that if a person intended to diligently carry out the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he should not falter in the moments of test or fall back on his resolutions. Such a person would not be considered to be true in his resolve. The highest level of truthfulness is that a person should attain a perfect balance between the beliefs of his heart and his verbal and physical actions. His actions should endorse and support all that he believes in. Such people have been termed as the Siddiqeen in the Quran and Majid. In brief, they possess three traits: perfection of faith, righteous deeds, and success when put through a test. The author of Ma'arif al-Quran defines the Siddiqeen as those who are next to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. The Tafsir al-Majidi states that they are those who are honest in speech and true in their actions. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst them. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.